Charlottesville resident Donna Arthur has lived in fear of death from childhood well into her adult life. That's revealed on the back cover of her recent book, A Sacred Walk, Dispelling the Fear of Death and Caring for the Dying. Arthur has experienced death and dying in her own family and figured that others could probably use a how-to book on how to cope.
I didn't need to write the book for me. I really did feel compelled to write it to help other people. The answer to what my motivation is really multifaceted, just like the book. I was a caregiver in my own family and to others for nearly two decades, and I became increasingly aware that I was receiving much more than I could ever give to these special people in my life. I felt their gifts of wisdom, their perspective on life, the advice they were sharing with me on a variety of subjects are actually, and still are, they were and they still are, you know, gifts and valuable gifts and legacy, really, that I could no longer keep to myself. So I guess I wrote A Sacred Walk in part as a tribute to them. So if others can learn from the lessons they shared with me, the value of their lives will be extended beyond the grave. Well, I also wanted to open up a necessary dialogue about death. This is a subject very difficult for most people to talk about. And I know that I feared death for much of my life, and the chapter called Grandma's Final Gift talks about how that fear was broken. As most people fear death, or at least, if not death, the dying process, and A Sacred Walk addresses this complicated emotion.
Does it help if you look at the whole process, the end-of-life process, as a sacred experience, as a spiritual experience? Would it help people?
Well, my experience in working with them is yes. I have worked with lots of people who, you know, either had doubts or had no faith at all, and they didn't, you know, think there was anything beyond this life. And from my experience, those who were able to tap into the spiritual side, into the spiritual nature, and were open to the possibility of something more beyond this life, seemed to have more peace and a greater sense of calm as they approach the end of their life.
Now, you also in the book, it's also sort of a how-to manual, Donna. There is some practical advice in here you give people, and I guess, did you find that a lot of people, you know, are really not prepared when they are a caregiver to deal with family and end-of-life issues?
I think that's probably a good general statement, because we don't want to talk about it, and we aren't prepared. You know, if we are on one level, like we may have wills and trusts in place, we do it and then forget about them and don't update them regularly, and nobody really wants to think about it. We're too busy enjoying life or creating, you know, our wealth and careers and looking forward into our future, and so many people are just shocked when they get the phone call, as I did one day. And it's interesting to note that before the book was finished, I was in the final editing process, I got the phone call from my doctor telling me that I had breast cancer. And everything just stopped. And the fortunate thing is that I had so much tutoring all these years from the special people that I worked with, that the lessons that they taught me and how they are through really inspired me and helped me get through my ordeal. So the lessons that I write about, I know, are valid. They're very true.
Your own fear of death goes back to family issues, going back to, I guess, World War II when your father died.
Yes, we had many tragic losses in our family. My father was killed in the Second World War when I was 2 years old, as you said. I had a sister who died on my fifth birthday, one of my earliest childhood memories of spinal meningitis. So that day I woke up to screams and tears and not a happy birthday party. I had an uncle who was like a brother to me, who was killed in an automobile accident by a drunk driver. A grandfather who committed suicide. So as you can see, these were all very, very tragic deaths, which formed the foundation for my fear of death. And that fear wasn't broken or didn't begin to dissipate until my grandmother passed away. And shortly before she died, we had a chance to spend some quality time together. And the story about how my fear of death was broken is told in the chapter called Grandma's Final Gift in the book, which I think people will enjoy reading.
Donna Arthur's book is A Sacred Walk, The Charlottesville resident experienced end-of-life lessons she now wants to share with others.
I never wrote books. I wrote a lot in my professional career in sales and marketing, and but after I retired from took early retirement from that career, I began a second career, if you will, as a volunteer caregiver. And I had a lot of training to do that, and I worked very closely with social workers, psychologists, and others in the medical profession. But my best teachers were my special friends. And, you know, you talked about there are tips and information on how to care for ourselves and others going through difficult times, in any kind of a crisis, really. But they came from these people. And I have to share something with you to illustrate the fact that it's important to really listen to these folks and to get their perspective on not only life and death, but how they need to be cared for. I want to share part of an email that I received recently. It began with, "Dear Donna, I have been living in a hospice home for a month and a half now." When I read that first sentence, Jean, I was stunned, because here's a woman who's on her deathbed who's reading my book, and she revealed to me that it was given to her by her hospice chaplain. And I don't know a lot of the details about her background, but all I do know is it helped her come to terms with what was going on in her life. And she ended this lovely email to me saying that, "I want to encourage you to get this book into the hands of every family member or caregiver, because when people are sick or in pain, they don't have the emotional or physical energy to tell others how they feel and what they need from them. And your book captured so much of what I think about and what I have been unable to say." Wow, you can imagine. This just brought tears to my eyes. And it was very affirming and very encouraging.
That's Donna Authors, whose recent book, A Sacred Walk, was written to help others cope with illness and death among family and friends. It's available at online bookstores or see asacredwalk.com.
This book also includes an intimate account of the last 9 days of my mother's life. Including this was not an easy decision, but you may find value in seeing how the lessons learned from my previous care receivers and their families came together for us. It may sound strange, I know, but embracing the reality of death is a life-affirming, life-enhancing process. And when we no longer fear the dying process, life takes on new meaning. While I don't think of myself as a religious person or someone who wishes to be identified with a particular denomination, I am a person of faith, distinctively Christian faith. I make no apologies for that. However, it saddens me to think that there are people searching for a place to discover the purpose and meaning of life who may look at members of organized religion and ask themselves, "Why would I want to become one of them?" When church politics or claims of having the right theology prevail, even God must sometimes want to shy away. Faith is not about religion, it is about a relationship. When a relationship with God is combined with emotional openness and honesty between us and others, it is powerful. This faith facilitates healing of body, mind, and spirit, and calls us to action through caring for one another.
Did you decide to write this book before your mom passed away? And if so, did she know you were going to write it?
No, I did not write it before she passed away. I started writing bits of what is the part three in the book, which details the last 9 days of my mother's life after she died, because I didn't want to forget. There was so much that I learned in the caring of her. And people often ask me, "What's it like, you know, to care for somebody so close to you?" You can be a caregiver to others, to acquaintances or special friends that you meet, but when you're that emotionally involved with someone, can you really apply these lessons and these techniques on how to care for somebody when they're that close to you? And the only way I could answer that was to write her story of the last 9 days of her life. And I just hope and pray that she's pleased with the result.
Donna, what is it that you want people to come away with?
You know, I want them to have hope. I want them to not be afraid. I want them to know that there is help out there. So many services available. A lot of people fear the word hospice. They think hospice is for somebody who is on their, you know, in the last week of their life, the last on their deathbed. But hospice is for the living. And whether you're a natural caregiver or a trained caregiver through hospice or a church or a community, you know, I just urge people to take advantage of the help, especially if you're the caregiver, because caregivers need help. And it's not just the person who, you know, needs care, who's dying and dealing with an illness. We caregivers have to take care of ourselves to have the strength and stamina to carry on.
That was Charlottesville writer Donna Authors, whose recent book is A Sacred Walk, Dispelling the Fear of Death and Caring for the Dying.